there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we'll hear an encore lift from Christian Science practitioner Sandy Justad from Palos Park, Illinois.
Everybody had plans to go somewhere else for Christmas or do something else. So I prayed and asked God, okay, what do I do here? And then the thought came, oh, by the way, why don't you give your daughter a call? She has a very demanding job and was very busy, and then other factors. She was going through a difficult divorce at that time. So I thought, yeah, that's a great idea. I should call and say hi and how are things going? And she told me that night that she was moving across country and the movers were coming the day after Christmas and she wasn't ready. So it was like God was tapping me on the shoulder and said, yeah, this is your cue. So we arranged that I would drive up there the next morning, which was the day before Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, we spent the entire day packing together. And I must say it was, in my recollection now, one of the best Christmases I've ever had. It was a point where we worked together in a way we hadn't in a long time. It renewed a relationship that was ready for renewing. It was very timely, and we had a good time. My daughter at that time was very independent and still is. And I think she would not have asked for help had that phone call not connected us at that moment. I've learned from my study of Christian Science, from Mary Baker Eddy's book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, that one definition of angels is God's thoughts passing to man. That was certainly my experience in getting to the point of driving to help her. And they had to speak to her too, to be willing to let somebody come in and help. And just as in the Christmas story, the angels told everyone what they needed to know, when they needed to know it, to participate in that very special event. Those things fell into place on that day. My sense of God is that his love is all-inclusive and all-embracing. And at that point in her life, she wasn't much interested in God, but that didn't matter. Because God is interested in all his children, his spiritual offspring, his ideas, and this all-inclusiveness of this infinite mind who's constantly embracing his children and speaking to each of us in ways we can understand. I think that was a beginning for her of what she would accept as a power greater than herself, caring for her and working on her behalf.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Sandy and me on a Sentinel Watch podcast called Greater Gifts from God. And speaking of gifts, we have a fun one for you. It's a brand new Christmas song. There are a couple of ways you can listen to it. All the links are right on the Daily Lift page.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.